Red FM. He co-founded the 90s indie dance act EMF, who had the massive track Unbelievable that got to number one in 21 countries. I've got MILF on the line, aka DJ Yoke, aka Milfredo, aka Milfredo 7. Now, I was just talking about EMF, which, like, I think everyone would know that track, but I want to go back a little bit earlier than that because I want to know how a 16-year-old gets residencies in clubs in Bristol and Cheltenham when you're underage. How does that happen?
Underage, yeah. I went on holiday at 16 and I remember there was this squaddy there and he was DJing, an American squaddy, and it was over from San Francisco. And of course, I kind of just saw this guy on the deck and I was just like, oh, this is it. I just loved it. And then when I came back, I was kind of like, oh, I've got to be a DJ. And there wasn't many DJs around in 1985. And then my brother knew some of the guys from the Wild Bunch, which eventually turned out to be, you know, 3D from Massive Attack. And there was a hip hop night in Bristol. Of course, I get to the door. I only look about 15. As it is now, do you know what I mean? So you can imagine what I looked like when I actually was 15. And the guy was like, "Nah, look, this little fella's not coming in." And luckily, 3D and Daddy G, they were the boys about town even then, and they were only like 18, 19. Yeah. And they're like, "No, he's cool, the kid's cool." And then to get me into the clubs from there on in, I remember 3D got me like this fake ID. It was just like, "Look, you know, you're going to be a pain in the ass if we don't sort you out." And that was where it started, really.
Well, skipping forward a few years, EMF was formed. And what was it that kind of created that scene? Because in a way, it was almost parallel to maybe the Manchester stuff that was going on. So maybe some of the same influences, but not quite.
The Manchester scene was people who were probably into rock got into the rave scene. You know, they couldn't immerse themselves in I am just a raver. They still couldn't get rid of that rock roots, and I think that's where the Manchester scene came out. I came out of a hip hop background, but the rest of the band always wanted to be the Red Hot Chili Peppers, and I think our sound particularly, it was a big mashup. And I think what happened was, I think the rave scene brought a lot of different people from different genres together. And I believe that whole early 90s indie movement was a culmination of that mashup of styles.
Then in the last decade or so, you've worked with Ian Brown. I can see Beyonce here, Shakira, David Bowie as well.
I did a real bootleg mix of Fashion, David Bowie. And I used to DJ in Soho at Romney Street. It was like a private club.
Yeah.
And so I dropped this bootleg. And then all of a sudden, this guy is like stood in front of me smiling. I was like, "Yeah, all right, mate." And anyway, and all of a sudden he drops his card on me and he goes, "Yeah, I'm David Bowie's publicist."
Oh, wow.
Oh, right, okay. And I was just, "Oh, no, here we go." You know, all I could see was the lawsuit, you know, David Bowie million. So anyway, I had this meeting with David Bowie and so I'm sat there just thinking, "How's this happen?"
Well, listen, the reason I'm talking to you is because you're actually coming to Cork for a couple of gigs next week. You're going to be playing at the Bishopstown Bar Thursday the 10th of August and then Saturday the 12th of August at the Arches in Mallow. Now, before you come over to Cork, though, I want to send you or set you a little challenge.
Hang on. Well, now on the spot.
Well, because you are a bit of a king of mashups. I'd like to see what you would do if I gave you a few tracks to have a play around with.
Go on, I'm in.
Okay, so obviously EMF, Unbelievable, if that was maybe the spine of the mashup, but a couple of songs that we play a lot here on Red FM, Charlie Puth, Attention, which I think has got the best bass line I've heard all year and a great vocal hook.
Yeah, okay, I'm hearing it.
Another one is Maggie Lindemann, Pretty Girl, and a track by Stevie G, he's a bit of a legend.
You've
heard of him, have you?
Yeah, definitely. Yes. Oh, okay.
He's actually based here in Cork and he does a show here on Red FM as well. And he's got a new music project called Above Dat. And I think the track Better would be another good one to throw into the mix. So are you up for it?
Deal. I'll take it. I'll take the challenge.
And I will give you 1 week to do it. So it's Wednesday today. If next Wednesday, if you can come back to me and I'll talk to you again then and we'll play up the mix. Is that fair enough?
Put up or shut up. I'm in it. I'm on. I'm in.